welcome to episode 63 of the Main Yarn Podcast. Today it's a very special episode, just like the 1980s. we'll explain why in a second, because I'm Julie.
And I'm Jen.
And we have...
Me? Boom, 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 boom. I'm Bronwyn.
Yay! Also known as Casapinka. So welcome, Bronwyn.
Thank you.
We are at Searsport Shores. Just finished Knitwit on the Shores 2022, our second one, and I think it went great, but I might be biased.
I think it was awesome.
It was awesome.
It was amazing. I'm staying another night, that's why.
Cool.
Because it's so pretty.
It is. And it's not even been like perfect weather. It was before the retreat started. It was warm and sunny and summery, and then it got cooler, and now it's raining.
That was one of the nice things, though. We could all knit because it was all covered.
Yeah.
Like there were places to be covered.
Yeah.
So it was still fun.
Yeah. Open air, but covered.
Yeah. Exactly. There's kind of indoor outdoor spaces, like tents, and then a barn that opens up entirely to the elements from the front, but not from the top. So, yeah, all kinds of places.
We had
like
some
birds
in there.
That's right.
During my steeking class. Yeah. And yeah. And eventually they. This probably isn't like helping people want to come, but they went up into the rafters and they started like throwing dead flies out. So they were like cleaning up out there.
That's right. They were on the table when I came in. Yeah. Not they, but the little stuff. It was not bird poop, but there were little things that they were doing. Yeah. And someone went and cleaned it all off for the class. But yeah, it was really funny. Really nice, the overhead, all the sunlights, the skylights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bright.
Nice and bright and pretty.
And the birds were not throwing stuff at us while we were doing yoga.
Well, that's
good. They were very conducive to yoga when we did it in the barn.
But it sounded so pretty.
Yeah.
Just like, felt like I was in a zoo or something. I like zoos, so it's a good thing.
So that's
I don't know, maybe other people, but you know, you just walk around, you hear the little birds.
I know. Did you hear the loons? Have you heard the loons here?
I haven't.
At night?
Not here. No.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my campsite is over there. I'm not right on the water. Maybe that's why, but I've heard loons every night.
Really?
And you know, they have that haunting call.
Yeah.
And I always thought they wouldn't really be near salt water, but
I used to hear them a lot in Minnesota when I lived there. But I haven't heard many here. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. They're just beautiful.
They're on the lake all the time.
Oh, you have a lake by you. Yeah. Yes. And I'm not close enough to Sebago to hear them in Windham, but...
Well, we definitely had some here.
Awesome.
It might have been just specially for me.
Probably.
I'm special.
Did you bring them with you?
Yeah, exactly. In my little campa.
Yeah.
It's a campa because it's from Maine.
Campa. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, where do we want to start? So we're very excited. We've actually spoken to all three of the special guest teachers over the last few months, right? So we had an interview with Simone Kereit and Sydney Craybar.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to be talking to you with Casapinka. And please say your name correctly for us.
Bronwyn.
Bronwyn. Do you want to have your last name or no? No, Bronwyn. So Bronwyn, which is a lovely Welsh name, which we were talking about earlier.
Thank you.
And it's been an excellent retreat, but also it's a great chance to learn from some amazing teachers, but also to meet with like-minded knitters and crafters from all over the country.
Yeah, we had, I think our farthest was somewhere in California.
Yeah,
but then we also had
Oregon.
Yeah. Georgia.
Yeah.
It's a breath of fresh air to just be able to sit in it. You all have that commonality.
Yeah.
And just, it's like amazing. Yeah. Breath of fresh air.
Yeah. I lost track of my long tail cast on.
Oh.
We're going to see what happens.
What are you doing casting on during a podcast?
I don't know.
You do the complicated parts.
Let's talk about what we're working on. So I'm going to start because I'm doing a long tail cast on because I just took a class on the Shave Ice Sweater, super duper advanced notice, right? Because it's not even on Ravelry yet.
No.
Yes, but
this
will
week.
Be. It will be.
This week.
So I'm casting on for the Shave Ice Sweater and very much looking forward to that. I've seen a sample or a test version that Jen knits as well. So I, of course, was inspired and had to buy some new yarn because I didn't have enough at home. And now I'm sitting here casting on the sweater next to the designer. I'm such a fangirl.
I'm trying not to judge her, honestly. No, I'm kidding. Can we talk about your gauge swatch?
I know.
No, I'm kidding.
I did do a gauge swatch.
She did.
To a point.
I think it was like 1.5 by 1.5 inches. Very good, Julie. No, everyone, it's funny, everyone, when they're knitting your designs nearby you, they always assume you're really judging every little bit. And the truth is, you're not. You're just so grateful people are knitting them.
Yeah.
You feel
yeah.
kind of honored and humbled. Like, nobody's looking, and people will be like, well, you know, what do I do in this section? Literally, you can't remember what section that it even is, right? And so you're never judging people, but people assume you are.
Yeah, or that, yeah, that you've memorized all of your patterns.
Oh, right. And some, yeah. Or some of the people will be like, what is that one? It came out in December. It's a shawl. And like, you just can't remember. And people are like, but it's your pattern. It's always sort of a shock. I think people, it makes people disappointed.
I mean, you came out with so many. I don't know how you do it. Like,
well, it's over years. It's over time, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't knit them as fast as you put them out. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel about Stephen King, right? I love his books, but I can't read them as fast as he writes them.
I was going to say, I don't think that's actually true.
Patterns. I was going to write.
Stephen King. He's got a great knitting design.
He used to live up by in Maine.
He lives nearby
near Bridgeton or something.
Yeah, Lovell. I believe he lives in Lovell.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and he's very close to Bridgeton.
Yeah, that's right. Because when I was growing up in northern Maine, he always had that house in Bangor with the bats. And if we ever had friends from out of town coming to visit, we'd take them to the Victorian house with the bats on it. Because, you know, everyone knew who Stephen King was.
Right.
Yes. And they still do.
Right. Well, right. They do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's, well, first of all, what are people working on? So what are you working on?
So I was very lucky to go to this pop-up yarn store here at the retreat. That Knitwit Yarn Store hat, and there were so many beautiful Emma's Yarn colors, and
which we'll be adding to the regular shop shortly when we get back.
Yeah, and if I don't buy them all, no. And so I was just, I felt like it would be really nice and cozy in this weather. It's sort of overcast and chilly, a little bit, to just get some DK and just kind of see, just design on the fly kind of. So I got four colors. I got a silvery gray, an aqua, and a deeper blue, and then a beautiful vibrant teal in DK, one skein of each. And I just thought, I'm going to do kind of a simple asymmetric shawl. And so now I'm on the gray and the aqua, and I'm just, I keep frogging and re-knitting and frogging until I find something I like.
Yeah.
So, but it's relaxing just sitting with you guys, and there's no pressure. There's no time. Nobody's expecting it to come out.
Yeah.
Right.
So you guys, it's not coming. No. You know, but, and I'll see what it comes to.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And what are you working on, Jen?
I am working on the Calistoga, which I don't think I had started before when we talked.
Look at all the colors.
Yeah, we're all very aqua here, sitting by the ocean.
Yeah.
This one is out of Quince & Co. Kestrel.
I can tell.
Yes. And I can't remember the color name. Oh, I do. I've got the ball band right here. Look at me.
I'm going to say dark kelp. Is that what you just said?
Urchin.
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 Yeah.
That's fitting.
Yeah. And this is a... I had featured this one in the newsletter a little while ago. I'll probably do it again because I'm so in love with it. It's by Beach House Knits, and it is a duster, like a full-length duster. Ooh. So it's going to be, basically I have the shoulder done, in this open weave sort of drop stitch pattern that you'd like wear over your bathing suit while you're enjoying a day on the beach when it's, you know, not raining and chilly.
It reminds me a bit of the Mira tee that I was wearing yesterday.
Yes.
Well, that's pretty neat, too, because I feel like a lot of those cover-ups or dusters are crocheted.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not, I don't think there are a lot of knitting patterns for them that aren't going to take forever.
Right.
Like that's, you know.
Yeah, these drop stitches help.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is like Aran weight yarn, which is kind of weird, but it is. Technically. And I'm doing it on like 10 and a halfs, which are huge for me. I'm usually down on... like fours and sixes are the ones I can't keep enough in my stash.
Oh, I hear that.
I keep starting
shawls. They're on four different things.
Yeah.
That's what I'm using right now is a six. Well, I usually, I'm stuck on seven.
Yeah. I don't know. Sixes tend to be my, I can't find any more sixes. And so I've got like five different sets of interchangeable needles.
Because... yeah. And the six tips are not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of them.
I feel seen.
Yeah. I have my Addy.
They're probably on all your projects too that I've started that I can't keep up.
My Addy set that I almost brought with me.
Yeah.
Which I love. All of the needle tips are in there, but there are no cords. So how does that happen?
I don't know.
Well, because it doesn't come with enough cords.
Yeah, but what are they on?
Oh, if all the chips, all are, the chips are there.
Yes. Julie, I think you're just an oddity. To tell you.
Oh, we knew that.
I think Golden Oddity may cast a pink everybody. I'm so proud.
Casting stones, anyone?
You weren't there when we... So, these things, these are end... Stitch. They go on the end of your needle to prevent your needles from falling off in your project bag.
Your stitches.
Stitches, yes.
Falling off, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want my needles to fall off either.
Well, yours probably fall off. That's right, why that's you don't why you have all the... Right, the cords.
And so mine are little flamingos. Yes. And they're kind of aqua-colored with pink wings, and they're adorable.
They are.
And the place that makes them, I can't remember the name, but they sent me a couple samples to try out before I buy them for the shop. And I'm going to because they work really great.
They're super
adorable.
Yeah.
And so they go on your needles. And I brought them to Trivia the other night. And Julie and I are sitting there.
And I'm like, sheep.
Yeah. And I gave her the ones that are sheep. Yeah. And I kept the, and I'm like, just try them out. See if they work. And so we put them on and all of a sudden we had a puppet show going. So the sleeping flamingo here was talking to the sheep and
yes.
And our husbands thought we were crazy.
Of course they did.
So.
But you guys loved it, right? Yeah. You understood yourselves.
Yes. Yeah, it worked. Right? It worked. Yeah. And so, yeah, I will start carrying those.
Yeah, great.
That swag bag was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that I can't even believe how good that was.
Yes.
I'm going to have to match that.
Yeah, so we should say to people, listen to this back sometime before June of 2023.
Yeah.
June 15th to the 18th?
Yes.
Are the dates for next year's. And just to whet your appetite, yes, there was an amazing swag bag. So there was the On The Round custom dyed
colorway,
fingering,
yeah. So
colorway.
Pretty.
Yes.
So
it pretty. Was on Nimble Sock this year, yes. And it's sort of, I mean, it's just called Knitwit at the Shores 2022, but, you know, it was designed sort of in Casa Pinka's honor.
It's got a little bit of Sharon influence.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we'll call it Sharon.
And her yarn is so beautiful, too.
Yes, yeah. So it's gorgeous. There's going to be a few left in the shop, if people still want them, but,
yeah.
And it'll be under the Nimble Sock product.
Yeah, so. And then what else was there? So there's an issue of Lane.
Yeah, Lane magazine.
There was a little trial twisty, also sock yarn.
Oh, yeah. That was
in Emma's Mini Skein.
Yeah, it was a super silky.
Yeah.
Smalls.
And it worked because we all then went and bought all of the Emma's yarn almost.
Those petal stitch markers.
Yeah.
Or no, the flower. They weren't
petals.
Yeah,
those are from All Stitch Studios.
They were the enamel.
Those yeah. Are,
and the tape measure, same company,
yep.
Right?
Yep, a wooden tape measure.
Tape measure.
Those were really pretty.
Oh my gosh.
Some great bent tip darning needles because I keep buying them and I keep losing
from
them.
Always.
Cocoa knits, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were really, I actually used them yesterday because.
The little baggy, the little pouch to hold more stitch markers.
Yes.
And then more stitch markers from Knitter's Pride.
Yes.
From Accessories
That's
Unlimited.
Right. Extra, extra.
Yeah.
Yes.
So many.
Some always, split always rings and some locking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just amazing swag. And then the
really
bag itself.
Super useful stuff that was also really pretty.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, there was nothing.
And the lip stuff from Quince.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. And the cute. And the cup, the mug.
Oh, of course, the mug, yeah.
The personalized mugs.
They were stemless wine glasses.
Yes.
With water bottle tops.
Super.
You know, that's what you call those things.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah. Like insulated, like a water bottle.
Yeah.
Or a coffee mug kind of thing.
So there's two over there in this lovely kitchen. Because we're sitting in Jen's amazing, super-duper, brand-new camper, which we think if Sharon sees the picture, she may be jealous, right?
I don't want to be there when she sees the pictures. There's going to be hell to pay.
And we should clarify, Sharon is, I don't want to say Bronwyn's cat.
Yeah.
I say Sharon is her own
cat. Yeah, she's her own cat.
Yeah.
She's my security guard. She's my employee, though.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
sometimes.
True.
Sharon from security.
She's your security guard, but she's not your cat. It's more like you're her person, maybe.
Yeah. I'm the boss.
Yeah.
I don't own her by any stretch.
Right.
Yeah. So I think Sharon would be very jealous of this
I think
amazing camper.
She'd like to come inspect it. We'll see. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. I'll
make an appointment.
If we need an inspection.
Yeah, and if you hear the rain pattering outside, it's just adding to the convivial atmosphere that we've got going.
We're just going to sit here and knit all day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've declared it.
Okay. But you mentioned you grew up in Maine.
I sure did. When.
Yeah, so whereabouts was it? You said near Stephen King's house.
I grew up an hour north of Bangor, so way mm-hmm. up there compared to where most people visit in Maine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In a tiny little town, about 4,000 people. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to come back. I come back a few times a year now, and I just feel mm-hmm. at home. But I didn't grow up near the coast. But even though, you know, we go to the coast a lot, so this is such a happy place for me just being here.
Yeah.
On the shores of Belfast.
Yeah. We're
glad to have
Searsport.
You.
Searsport. Belfast is just around the corner.
Yeah, but this is sort of the shores of Belfast or Searsport.
Because our May was crazy. I guess if we were...
Forgive me, knitting gods, I've sinned and not recorded a podcast in 2 months. Sorry, was that blasphemous?
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about out and about, too. We've been all over the place in the month of May, so that's sort of what happened there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so what have you finished in all your travels, Julie?
Oh, me? So about two things, but one of them I've already talked about before, but you'll see why. I finished my sail shawl, which was the birthday present my husband got me last year by calling Jen and Chuck and going, what should I give her? Just get something.
Yeah.
Give it to her. Yeah, but it was great. And what's really interesting is it came out smaller than I thought. So now, in theory, I have enough to make another one just, doing the colors in a different order.
Yeah.
So we'll see if I make another one.
That's one of my whips. It's still sitting out there.
It's nice. It's actually pretty fast. It's a smaller shawl.
Yeah.
Compared to other shawls. And then the other one, obviously I've spoken about the Sharon show before. And I'm really upset with myself because I left my Sharon show shawl at home because I had a little bit of a kerfuffle getting here. And like at one point I had packed the car to give up on the camper and I left it at home. But the Sharon show, of course, is designed by the inimitable, Sharon or Casapinka.
Well, it was sort of a collaboration.
Yeah,
collaboration. She tries to take all the credit, but don't listen to it.
Okay.
So I'd made it a while ago, but what I ended up doing, and I'm super excited about it, is I took some fleece that coordinated with the colors I chose, and I sewed the Sharon show to the fleece. And now what I can do is I'm traveling next week. By the way, in the last month, I've been to Mexico and the UK, so I really do have a lot of travel.
Mm-hmm.
But next week, I'm going to Seattle, which is a very long flight, and I'm going to bring it with me because it'll be both a garment I can wear, you know, with the Sharon show side out, and then I can fold it over so the fleece side only is out, roll it up, and it becomes like a neck pillow for sleeping on a plane, mm-hmm. and none of the lovely yarn comes into contact with the plane.
The Skyvee plane.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
And I was so excited that I came
I
up with this.
See it
and
now.
I wanted to bring it and show it to you and be all fangirly and like, look what I did. Do you approve? And I'm such a loser.
I'm not sure
home.
You actually did it. Pictures or it didn't happen.
Just be warned, if you see a truck camper show up in Rhode Island. Okay.
I'll send my security guard out to greet you.
Like, but I just want to show her. But yeah, those are, so I'm counting that as another finished object, even though I really
refinished
it. Yeah, I refinished it.
No, that totally counts.
Now, what about you, Roman? Have you finished something recently?
Yeah, I have. Let's see. To think about it. I finished, last month, maybe I have to go back 2 months instead of one, but the shaved ice.
Mm-hmm.
And because the first one I did to design it, it's a top. It's a summer top. And sometimes when I design something, it doesn't come out right, believe it or not. And so I didn't like the colors I used. They sort of blended together in a weird way. And so, but it was enough. It was like a giant swatch, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it was enough to send it off to a finisher, somebody to redo it, a sample knitter. And so I finished that test, that design. I guess it wasn't a test. So I did that. And I think that's all I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've started this new one. And yeah, I think I've had a sort of a slow spring. So sometimes, you know, I think we all have knitting that ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been kind of slow. I get the sore elbow sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, the knitter's elbow when I don't use continental like I should. So when I start throwing again, because I learned to throw.
Yeah.
And then, so I can do both, but I just, there's nothing like a good throw. And then you get nice tendonitis. So, yeah, I took some time off this spring. But I'm getting excited for the summer mystery knit along now.
Yeah.
So that's what I will be getting. Oh, I forgot. Yes, I've been working on that, but I just can't tell you about it too much.
All right. Yeah. Is there anything you can tell us?
Yes. I can tell you it's 4 full skeins of fingering. You can fade it or color blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic is going to be something along the lines of the golden age of air travel.
Ooh.
With Sharon in charge of it, though.
Oh, boy.
There's a little twist. So, right, there's no tomfoolery on these airplanes. Right?
Yeah.
No drunk English people. Emergency landing in Bangor Airport on the way to Boston.
That's what we were talking about earlier. That always happens if you're in Maine. They divert planes to Bangor because there's a drunk English person. I swear it's not me.
No.
It has not been me to date.
To date. Yeah, so I need to finish that shawl. And that's what... And as a designer, I like to try to do less, so it's always fun. Mm-hmm. That doesn't always happen, but so that's why I'm starting this new design here.
Yeah, nice. It's funny how your version of not doing a lot is like my whole year's worth of knitting. But anyway.
Well, this is my job, remember?
Yes.
So
yeah.
There is that.
And what about you, Jen?
Yeah, I finished the shave iced as well.
Yes, you beautiful. Did, and you did like a very good job.
Like the night before, blocking on the beach here so I could wear it to class. That came out really nice. I was really happy.
It was really well
with
done.
That. And I don't think I've finished anything else, but I haven't gone and checked my Ravelry, so
yeah.
I can't remember, but I might have because it's been 2 months. I feel like there might have been something else, but it's just escaping me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pull it up on my phone while we're talking and see if there was something else.
You know what I do is I picture us at trivia with you going, look.
Yeah.
Look, I
that's
made
what
a
we
thing.
Do.
Yeah.
And even with my sales show, I haven't managed to wear it to trivia.
Because we didn't get to trivia.
There. Yeah, or we weren't there at the same time, strangely enough.
Yeah. So you've been to 3 countries.
Yes, in the past month.
Yeah, I've been to Omaha twice, and then I went to Newport, Rhode Island. So probably drove past you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I went down to the Viking Hotel down there for a conference.
I did a retreat there last December.
Really?
It's nice for knitting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I probably didn't get to knit, but the...
Not too much.
It has a nice venue.
Yeah.
Nice bar and lobby for knitting.
Yeah, none of the actuaries were... Well, it was an underwriting.
None of the underwriters were knitting.
None of the underwriters were knitting. They were all drinking.
People.
It was weird.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
Because I used to be an underwriter, but now everybody, I'm in sales. Crossed over to the dark side.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
So how about things that we are currently knitting that are not currently knitting right at this moment? And then
can we backtrack on that? So things that we're currently knitting that we're not currently knitting?
Yes, exactly. You understand me so well.
Aspire to knit.
Yeah. So, no, yeah. Because we went through what we're...
Yes, that's what we're doing.
What we're doing right while now. We're sitting here. But what else is on the needles?
What else is on the needles?
Does it make you go...
Okay. Yes. Chuck is here, too, with the background comments.
I have the lovely Bristol Ivy recursive shawl, which I've been thinking about a lot on the strip. Because all I've done is barely started it. It's so pathetic that I've barely started it. I'm on triangle 5.
How many are you going to do?
Millions? I don't
know.
No, remember.
Can't you do like 7 or 5 or
something? Yeah, something like that.
Sorry.
I can't
I'm
wait to
do the bigger one.
So she taught that class for local yarn store day. And I bought the yarn for it. A nice, cool green fade.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get started on that.
And I made an error, see?
Oh, how
exciting.
It's
supposed to be...
a catastrophe?
Gray. But I think it's fine. Yeah, it's an catastrophe, but I think it's fine. I'm going to leave it there.
Nobody's going to notice.
I know, nobody's going to notice. Okay. Usually I want to go back, but it's in the very first triangle. But anyway, Kim, our friend Kim, was at the retreat.
Mm.
And she finished it while she was there. And so I'm like, oh, I want to do this again. So
she finished her recursive shawl?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
She was wearing it.
Oh.
Well, look in the picture.
Okay.
I think she was wearing it today.
Okay.
So look in the picture.
I didn't, put it all together. There was so much happening today.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot going on. We can forgive you for that.
Oh, we had so many cool giveaways. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you
my,
did.
My vendors are amazing.
Yeah, so what about your Bronwyn? What are you working on that you can talk about that's not on your needles literally in front of us right now?
Or that you're excited to knit.
Yeah, in my mind, when I was in the pop-up store here at the retreat, there was this was it Tealicious?
Yeah.
It's this really intense teal Emma's yarn, and I decided I really wanted, like, a cape.
Yeah.
Not a cloak, but a cape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a peanut gallery over there named Chuck.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, kind of below the hip and with a hood. So I got yarn, but I haven't done a thing with it.
But I saw you winding it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did. I wound a couple.
Yeah. So that counts. Well,
okay.
You started the project.
That's right. And the intention as well.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. I'd also like to do another, excuse me, kind of glamping blanket type 2 or something.
Yeah.
So I have some Emma's Bulky for that.
Ooh.
And some pretty colors.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to wait. Sharon's going to be the boss on that one. So
okay.
I'm not allowed to start.
I got my glamping blanket on the needles. It's not done yet. Because it would have been lovely here on this cool day.
I know, it would be perfect for today.
Yeah. I have just recently started the pressed flowers. And I'm going to
sorry. Can here? I just say something and interrupt?
Please.
That is one of those designs that I hate that I didn't design.
Oh,
I love it. It's Amy Christopher's, right?
Yes.
I so envy that design.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of time to knit other people's design, but I really want the pressed flowers. Sorry, I just had to
interrupt
because I feel so mad that she designed that and I didn't.
It's so pretty. I'm doing it with Ultra Alpaca and
beautiful.
Lang Frida. I think it's Lang, not Barocco. I can't remember which one. But yeah, so similar to the way that Andra, our knit Barocco rep, made hers. It was just so gorgeous. Everyone loved it. And so I started one too.
Yay.
Yeah, I just recently started that. I haven't gotten very far.
I haven't seen that, so I'm going to look it up now.
It's
I just got done counting my stitches.
Oh,
so pretty.
Okay.
But it makes me mad when I see it. It makes me envious and mad.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. Also the peanut gallery. Do you see this?
Yes.
Beautiful Jagger spun Cocaggio. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Okay.
Fingering weight.
From
no,
Maine.
Sangria.
Mm-hmm.
I have 4 skeins of it.
Yes.
Oh. I was going to make something with it. I bought this last month.
Yeah.
Like a month ago, I bought 4 skeins of this.
At local yarn store day.
At LYS. And I think it might have been, it was going to be a tea, maybe? All the same color. I have no idea.
That's...
No idea what pattern I was going to make. Do you remember? I remember I was walking around the store like, no, I can't use that. I can't use that. It's the wrong weight. I almost think it was that conversation.
It's a superwash wool and silk blend.
Yeah.
It would make a lovely t-shirt.
There's this thing in Rhode Island we use, and we look it up. It's called Ravelry, and we look up, like, what to do for a t-shirt.
I think
I can show it to you later.
Past Rhode Island, even.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Maybe it
old
was,
news.
It could have been the Bird Watcher.
Bird Watcher? Yeah, it could have been.
That's a cute
that
one.
Would be nice, but you don't have to just knit mine.
Well, what about No Need to Panic? Is that fingering?
No.
Bird Watcher.
No.
No,
so
it wouldn't have been that.
I wish you doubled it.
Yeah. What the heck?
I don't know.
What was it?
We'll look on Ravelry and see if anything.
Oh, so you do know about it.
You
trickster.
It takes a long time for things to get to Maine, though. It really does.
I love that. Do you? I don't know if I do. We'll see. We'll keep going.
Looking in my list, I found one more finished objects I did.
Mm-hmm.
So this was Laura Nelkin's Kronos. It's her, she's got this, I think I keep talking about it, these like little knits that she sends out once a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, it's a necklace. Or you could make it as a bracelet too, a little wrap bracelet. And it's supposed to give you more time to knit. So if someone asks what time it is, it's the Kronos. So it tells you that you have more time to knit.
That's great. It's like a little medallion.
That's
so
clever.
Yes, because that's what people kept asking her for. But yeah, so it took me, like I'm looking at my start and stop days, 3 days to make it.
Wow.
You know, you could have done it in an evening, but I, you know, don't get that long of a time to knit. And I think I redid the beads a couple times. But that was a fun one. I like those. You get the little, little...
I did a bracelet of hers. I don't remember the name of it, but
yeah.
I did.
I love her beading stuff.
I love her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bustle.
Okay, rest of the way.
I need a stitch marker.
Oh boy. We don't have any stitch markers around here.
really?
What's a stitch marker?
But did you get one of
these? All right.
In Maine, there's no R in a smaka.
Stitch makas. All right, people are still listening. I didn't stop recording.
We're not whistling.
No. We're having a side conversation within the podcast.
Here's a picture of the pressed flowers.
Ooh, so yeah, I love flowers. Like the flowers.
I love that. And it's in DK? Or?
Because that would be a lot.
Yeah. So Ultra Wool. Mm-hmm. I'm doing mine in Ultra Wool, which is... Is Ultra Wool a worsted? Yeah, I'm doing mine in a worsted. So it's going to be a little big.
Nice.
Which is nice.
A little big.
Which Oxymoron. Is good. Because, like your sail shawl, remember we looked at the pictures of the people who made it.
Yes.
It made it look really big.
But I think it was just the people were smaller than me.
Yes, they might have been small people holding up the shawls, so we're not sure.
This is a problem when you're 5'10" like or
Lilliputians.
Above. Yeah.
Holding the pressed flowers.
Or, you know, average sized. But the pressed flowers comes out really big. Remember, Andra had it in the shop. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a picture of hers, but I can't find it. It's on her Ravelry. I'll find it after. Okay, so that's what we've knit, what we want to knit. What else are we excited to knit? Anything on your list of things you want to cast on?
Now I've heard about this, summer knit-along. Secret summer knit-along from
I'll give you a sneak peek if you want to come to my camper closet.
Oh my god!
And give me $20.
Yeah. A little deal going on in the back.
We need a name for it.
Love that. I love
peanut gallery's holding up money.
I love coming up with names. That's my thing. All right. Yes. We'll have to figure that out. So yeah, there might be that. I have a whole bunch of things in my head that I want to design. I may be designing a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because
you should.
I can't figure out what the heck I was going to make with this.
Do it.
Oh, and I mean, since Barocco was one of our sponsors, they gave us a whole box of Sparrow and Kestrel. And we gave out full bags during the meals.
I never won one. No.
No?
Barocco or Quince?
Quince. I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yes. Quince was our biggest sponsor, and they gave us these bags of yarn in marled colors, which aren't actually colors that they sell. So there's a bunch of marled bags of Sparrow and Kestrel out there that hopefully people will knit up, and now I want to make a Sparrow tee. I don't know that I've knit with Sparrow much. Mm-hmm.
And Sparrow is what?
Sparrow's the fingering weight linen.
Linen, yeah.
Yeah. It's really nice, but I feel like I've only made little things in it and not, and then that other sweater, Third Coast by Laura, what's Laura's last name?
Ayler?
From Emma's Yarn. Dobros?
Laura Dobratz. Sorry, from
Thank
Emma's
you.
Yarn. Yeah, duh.
Yeah. So, yeah, she has the Third Coast sweater, which we had up on the mannequin. And so I bought a bunch of Emma's yarn in DK to make one for myself. So I'm super excited for that, too.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to win one of those bags of linen, but it didn't work out.
Sorry.
But I think if I had, I would probably just get stuck making another ranunculus, even though I'm still in my second right now.
Yep. Yeah, the ranunculus is pretty crazy because, Andra made one out of the mohair.
Oh, yeah.
Held double.
Yes, it's beautiful.
No, not mohair, cashmere. The Cashmere Dreams held double. She made a ranunculus out of it, and it's just so soft and pretty. And it's a totally different look than the one you made there out of cotton.
Yeah, linen cotton blend.
Yeah. So everyone wants to know if Sharon came with you to the retreat. If you bring your security around when you go.
You know, ideally, we would be able to broker a deal where we did that, and she would not be a little pain in the butt. But we haven't reached a detente yet.
Okay.
That would be required for that. Because it's my camper as well for the weekend, and she insists it's her camper. Because if you know the story, she got my credit card out and bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if incidentally, was from a town in northern Maine, right near where I was from.
Oh, cool.
And so we had common Facebook friends and everything. But anyway, so
you and Sharon have common Facebook friends? Or
sorry. We, okay, so my husband was in a virtual meeting, and I was trying to hook this little camper up to my car, and I haven't done it very many times. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, can you please help me? Oh, okay. So he's running out, and we're back and forth trying to do it. And we get it hooked up, and like, I had to Google, like, it was so embarrassing. I'm going to become a better camper hauler. But anyway, so Sharon's there too, observing. And then my husband goes back into his virtual meeting, and I open the door. I go to get in, and I open the back door to just throw the rest of, you know, a bag in, and then I'm off, and there's Sharon. She's actually in the car at this point. I don't know how she got in the car, but she didn't want to leave. Mm-hmm. And she was in the front seat. She came in the back. She's kind of looking, trying to get into the way back. Mm-hmm. And she loves the car, and she was not going to let me take that darn camper. So I was like, come on out. So I had to lift her out. And I put her, then she went under the camper tire. Oh, and gosh. So I was like, move. And I got in to drive, and I could see in my side, my wing mirror, that she was under the tire. So then I honked. Then I hear my husband. He's like, is everything okay? He had to mute himself in the mirror. He's like, why are you honking? I'm like, Sharon. And so then I had to get out and go get the dumb cat, remove her, and then hand her to my husband, cat. Who was in the virtual meeting, and he didn't want to be the cat in the meeting. I am not a cat. Remember that? Yes. So anyway, yeah, she's a big pain in the butt. We're trying to broker a detente or enter into one, not broker one.
Well, clearly she was worried about your security.
Clearly. Yeah. No,
because there were a lot of dogs here.
Yeah, it's true. Like, that would, yeah, they would have been given marching orders had she come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or been penned or something all in one.
Yeah. Like the sheep and the goats are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Put all the dogs
she
in
would
one
have,
of them.
Yeah, she would have let out the chickens and the dogs. So it could have been a little chaotic. I don't know that we would have gotten much learning done. Yes.
The dogs were all very well behaved.
They really were. Yeah. I had three dogs in my class yesterday.
Yeah.
They were so fun.
Toby just something? Sat through 6 hours of did. Classes the other day.
They learned about cat rights.
Very cute. Yes, they were all very well behaved.
They were really sweet. Yeah. That made Toby me miss was my so dogs. Funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, one of the classes we had up here, Simone was teaching her Khyber Pass shawl, using it as a shawl knitting 101 kind of a class.
Yes, and I did a mini version of it.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that?
Those were so cool.
Yeah. So I made a mini version. I think I'm going to give it to one of my nieces, the younger ones. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, we made a mini version of the Khyber Pass shawl, and the version that she had with her is made in this beautiful kind of ice blue, very similar to this icy turquoise you're working with, Bronwyn. Mm-hmm. Cream and brown kind of colorway, and there is a kit for that. Then there's my more traditional 80s style colorway that you guys are selling, which is like purple, what is it, lime green, and turquoise.
Those
or something
are the
like
ones
that
Wonderland Yarn dyed up for us.
But I'm eyeing that kit, and even though the marketplace is officially closed, I may be enabling myself to
you know
buy
where
that.
To find us.
Yes. So, yeah,
it's
I
great
love
to have a market, a yarn store on site.
Yeah.
And I should say with Sydney's class, you know, since I now have to come up with my own tea pattern for this yarn that I bought for some reason, I don't know why, wouldn't it be interesting to make a tea using Squidney's class about proportions?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and yeah, that's how she does all of her patterns on the Patreon too. Mm-hmm. They're all, you know, take your measurements, multiply it by your gauge, fill it in, and then, you know, she just has blanks throughout. So it's sort of like Mad Libs, but with knitting. I really enjoy her patterns and the ones she had. So this month's her Patreons are these little knitted brooches, which are just adorable.
They are so... Mm. I'm actually joining her Patreon.
Oh, good.
Right? And I don't usually... Like, I have time... I will say I have time to knit other designer stuff, but I'm... Yeah. I love her stuff. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I interrupted. Those brooches are so cool.
And the one she wore on the first day was the little beehive with little bees on it. And she stayed in the honeybee bunkhouse here. And right at the door, we'll post a picture of this, is her with her her beehive brooch that almost exactly matched the painted beehive that was on the front of her cabin. I was like, yeah, oh, all right, this so is just perfect. a good way to start. It was then, so cute.
And then she had one today, I think, or yesterday, where it was like a little envelope.
Yeah.
That holds stitch markers, which would have been really handy because I was just looking for stitch markers.
Yeah, or whatever tiny thing you want. Yeah. But yeah, this month she's doing 4 brooches as her patterns, which is
insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But lucky for the people on the Patreon.
Yeah. Right? And then she does little lectures on historical things about knitting. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm, because I was asking her, if I join now, do I get those? And she's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, if I get to. But there, and then there's, she's developing a 4th one. I don't, is it secret?
Yes.
It's secret, but it
it's
looks
coming out like next week, though.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Right? You can just trust me. Yeah. I saw the inspiration picture. I won't say anything, but yeah, she's so talented.
Yeah, this whole thing has been so inspirational, too. And then we should have got video, you know, we should have got audio and video of when you were in the pop-up store, Bronwyn, and everybody was just like, what colors should I use? And we're all like, oh, the Evans yarn is so great. And you're running around like that color, and hoping really? Us pick.
It was, and walk away.
It's just like an amazing
I love she's amount the colors of, for yeah.
yeah.
But, you know, and Simone's really good at that, too. And she was doing the, so her, we were talking about Archive or Pass one, and we were talking about different colors to do it in, and she's like, but, and that's what made her, she brought her, I can't remember the name of that lace shawl to me.
Yeah.
We were talking about choosing colors for this shawl that I'm winging right now, and she was like, you should really put in brown, like the rocks and the coast and the start, and I was like, no, I don't think so, and she's like, just wait. So she brought that lace shawl, I wish I had the name of it.
Yeah.
I can't remember, and it was fantastic. So it was like these silver aqua teals, but then it had like this deep teal and then a sort of dark gray.
Yes.
So it's really fun to listen to and beads, so it weighs it down a little. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but it was really a work of art.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
It was gorgeous. Yeah. And but it's always fun to like get people to bounce off you because you can get in a rut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pink is not a rut, by the way.
pink is the new black.
Pink is the old black, sister.
So I've got a knitastrophe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So we had talked about this one before, my Spark cardigan, Andrea Mowry's design that I've been making. And it has been, oh boy, my steek, something went terribly wrong with my steek reinforcement. And I took the steeking class here and I did it and it all seemed fine. But I think my problem was I probably used too big of a crochet hook and I used the larger yarn because there was 2 different gauges in there and somehow just that colored yarn wasn't getting caught up in my steek reinforcement.
Weird.
And so when I cut it, as I was going to pick up stitches, it just sort of started falling apart.
Oh my God, don't say it. Yeah, you shouldn't even say this. It's going to scare people away from steeking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often, right?
No, it doesn't. And like what she taught in the class seemed perfectly fine. I don't know what happened, but Simone came to my rescue after the class, and basically we went back and machine steeked a reinforcement.
Yeah. Good.
And it's going to hold now, and I'm going to re-pick up my collar, and it's going to be beautiful. I'll just make my collar a smidge, a row or 2 thicker.
And I think a lot of our regular listeners are familiar with steeking, but we should probably just do a quick aside that steeking is basically cutting your sweater, cutting whatever you're knitting.
So you can knit in the round.
Yes, you can knit in the round, then cut it open, and then do some other adjustments.
And have a flat garment.
Yes. Or, you know, you've made a sweater in the round, you can cut it open and turn it into a nice cardigan, or, yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I think it's a traditional, more Nordic way of knitting, but, you know, it's a little scary, right? Because you just spent all this time making something and then you're going to take some scissors to it.
Yeah.
Yes. It's antithetical to all we learn of knitting.
Yeah.
And we had talked about it when we interviewed Simone. Remember, I had it on the Zoom. Yes. I'm like, look at these little pieces sticking off. And she's like, I can't really see it from here. So
I can't really see it from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But she saw it a lot better when she got here and helped me fix it. So thank you, Simone. Nice.
No, I do. When I teach steeking, you know, because I will do a crochet hook as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and I am not a seamstress. I can kind of do straight lines, mm-hmm. throw pillow, that kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yeah.
But if I'm on my own steeking, I will always sew it with a machine because it's mm-hmm. so
yeah.
fast. People yeah. don't realize because they're worried it'll stretch it out.
Mm.
But it's so, and then I double it. I go down and yeah. back. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, but it's because if you can machine knit, it really is mm-hmm. so fast and easy to do. But like when I teach, I still do the crochet hook. Because yeah. then you want to be like, if you're on an island and off Greenland
yeah.
and you don't have your sewing machine or electricity with you, you have a crochet hook.
Right.
So that's the way I always feel mm-hmm. about knitting. Like if I'm alone on a deserted island or in a white camper
mm-hmm.
with pink stripes, you just want the bare basics. All I need are two pencils and some yarn.
Yeah.
But if you have a sewing machine, I love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
On a sewing machine.
And so I bought at the Fiddleheads, which is the craft store here in Belfast, right. Maine. I bought some... it's an antique ribbon. What did they call it? Like
grosgrain?
No, it was I don't have it here. Like more traditional, like older ribbon. It was all yeah. like had the pretty patterns. Embroidery on it.
Yeah. Do you mean to do the?
Yeah. So facing. I'm going to do an inside oh, facing yeah. with that too, which will give it a little extra.
Yeah.
Oomph.
Yeah.
With my sewing machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah
and perfect. Hold all the messy ends that I had like all underneath it. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Well,
I don't know. Do we have any other projects we want to talk about? Or did
or
you have any
catastrophes or anything?
Yeah.
I always have a catastrophe.
Yeah, me too.
Anything you're willing to share?
Oh, goodness. I have so many.
I think it, as we share it, I feel like, you know, you feel better knowing that you're not yeah. the only one who's
oh
who's had this problem.
I'm always tearing things out. There's, always.
I have the wrong number of stitches right now on the recursive shawl, so I'm going back. But I will say that if you try figuring that out at night in the dark around a campfire wearing contact lenses,
yeah,
you're
no.
not going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do when I come up with something? Say like you have a couple hundred stitches, and then you mm-hmm. have something that you can't just knit two together and get back to the right number, because mm-hmm. I'm not averse to doing that at all. And I like, it can feel really frustrating if you to take out hundreds of stitches. Mm-hmm. I hand it off to somebody. And I always tell people to hand it to me, my friend. Just hand it mm-hmm. to me, because if they give it back to you fresh,
yeah,
it's like it never happened.
Oh. It doesn't bother you.
That's my trick.
Nice.
So I did that for, there was somebody here mm-hmm. who had one of those. And she's yeah. like, would you? I said, no, let me do it and I'll pick them back up. It'll yeah. only take 30
you,
seconds.
You fixed my knitting.
I did?
Yeah, when we were in class.
Remember oh, I don't know that I yet. Did that. I thought I messed it up worse. And then I was worried she's going to go, Jen, I don't know if we want this person to like, ever come back to knit with. I was
no,
worried.
It was great.
But you were so nice. You were nice to me.
Oh, it was amazing. It's a real, what do you call it? It's like bucket list.
What?
Being in a class taught by Casa Pink.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and nice other people will get an opportunity now because you're yeah. coming back next
Thank
year.
Thank you for asking me. I'm so excited
Yay.
To come back because
yeah.
this was so fun.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't whisper, so fun. No, they were like, I need to speak up, but I cannot wait. So I'm already blocking this date off.
Yay.
Awesome.
So the owners of this are so, it's like Steve and
Astrid
are
yeah.
so nice.
Yeah.
And just, oh my goodness. Just everything here is so nice. The food was really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
And the company, just all these wonderful knitters just sitting around in the shade knitting.
Yeah.
Or the sun.
By the campfire.
Yeah, campfire. Yes.
Yeah, it's been like, yeah. This has been a little bit of an ad for Knitwit of the Shores, but totally, yeah.
yeah.
We're in the throes
like
of it right now. We can't
almost.
Help it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Wellness yeah. for your soul.
Mental health.
Exactly.
There's also yoga, which
oh yeah, a little
maybe,
bit.
That's right.
Seven maybe o'clock. Next year we'll make it a little bit later because it's hard for people to get up at you know for a 7 o'clock class.
Guilty.
Right. Yeah, I just gotta think about the schedule. Like, how do we fit
I know,
so much
I
in?
I feel like if you
mm-hmm.
would change it to 7:30
mm-hmm.
and it's go around and bring us all coffee beforehand, we could make it. That's my sorry.
You gotta,
that's my solution.
Knock on 30 campers before you teach
exactly.
yoga.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or take the cart like you're a...
Yeah, just a little coffee cart.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the ladies on the plane, the gentlemen on the plane. Who
you mean it would be like flight attendants?
Yeah.
I'm giving you ideas.
Yeah.
It's going to be flight attendant yoga.
Right.
Yoga.
I'm not doing that.
I will. And Sharon will if she comes next year.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome.
We'll have to have... a deep and meaningful, as they say. Sharon and I will.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being here. Thank you for having me. Thank you for asking me to teach.
Yeah. This has been great.
Thank you.
I actually extended for a night because, and they had my spot open because it's so nice here. I'm just going to go knit in my camper.
Yeah.
Perfect. When you guys throw me out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
All right.
And I'm ready to start.
Yay. All done with your first round.
Yeah, so I'm teaching. I do a first row of knit before I join in the
round. Oh, that's, I do that in one of my classes. Mm-hmm. I suggest that for people. Yeah. And you're never going to twist it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We're ready.
Yay. So I guess this is the end of our another row.
Yeah, we've come to the end of another main yarn.
There you go. That's what we say.
You guys need little music now.
We have music.
We have music. Oh, then I'll be quiet.
Can't you hear it? It's coming. It's coming.
You're fooling me.
All right. Well, happy knitting, everybody.
Happy knitting. Thank you.
Happy knitting.
Bye.